That is live here on your radio, Wednesday, April 21, around Australia on the Triple M network. My name is Bona, yours isn't. And that is Miss Jess on the other end of the phone. 133353 is the number. Look, the quickie sounds like that. That's all you get on day one. No clues. Have a crack. Anyone's a winner. Eve is on the Gold Coast. Hi, Eve.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, thank you.
That's good. You caught me. I was coming out for a drink and heard you talking about the poor old Queen getting a ribbing and the royal family.
Well, I don't know if the Queen's getting a ribbing. Harry's getting a ribbing. Meghan's getting a ribbing. And I just think I feel very sorry for the Queen that her partner of 75 years has gone. But I do wonder what the future of the monarchy is, particularly here in Australia. What do you think?
Well, I guess I was sort of looking at it from a different point of view, and it's our history. And while we may not look at them as our monarchy as such, we have a great relationship with their country, and you would hope to keep that as a strong relationship moving forward in the world. I guess, you know, there's a lot to be said for people who have grown up with them as our monarchs at times. And, you know, there's still a huge amount of Australians who do love the royal family, and, you know, they still have an influence or hold a place, I guess, for them. And they, the history, I guess, the monarch still has a massive place in the world. Eyes, society-wise, the community, and I guess there's some sort of responsibility still on our part to ensure that as the monarch progresses in life, that they are influenced by us as well in creating change.
But you see, just on that, there are plenty of countries who have left the Commonwealth who are still part of the family. And it's had very little effect on them. India would be the big one, Canada, Malaysia, New Zealand, and the list goes on and on and on. Singapore, obviously, South Africa. So Uganda, the United Arab Emirates, remember they were once part of the Commonwealth. Oh, no, the big one would be the United States, wouldn't it, going back to 1776, 4th of July. Zimbabwe, but it's not the end of the world.
No, oh, absolutely not. Not at all. I don't see it as a problem at all. I was just looking at it more from the historical side and the relationship that we have. And it's not to say that we need to stay tied to them in any way, but they still have an influence in the society, the greater society, and that should be of interest to all of us.
Why? Fair enough. But tell me, why do we need the royal family to have any influence over here in Australia? Why do we need that?
Because people still see them as influencers.
Who? What people? See, I think those people are dying off. And I think the new breed of Australians coming through don't give a rat's.
Yeah, okay. And maybe that's true, but they still have a predominant role in the world. They're all over the media.
For the wrong reasons. Harry's all over the media with his wife Meghan because he disappears to the United States, wants to do away with his royal duties. Fair enough, I get that. But if he wants to be left alone and he wants his privacy, why do they keep opening their mouth to the media?
I guess in some ways I was looking at it more from, I understand that people get annoyed by that, but I was looking at it from...
Oh, I actually don't care. I find it funny. And I know it sells a lot of magazines. I couldn't give a rat's ass. It doesn't affect me one bit. I just find it amusing that you've got this young couple worried about first world problems. They're richer than you and I will ever, ever dream to be. And they're moaning and squealing about their lack of privacy. So what do they do about it? They go on Oprah.
Do you think it's about that, or do you think it's about, in some sense, it's about trying to bring an awareness to like, they're still humans, they're still people, and I understand that we look at it as they are so privileged and they really don't have anything to complain about, but everybody has a right to voice what's happening in their reality.
And yes, they do, and it's up to us whether or not we tune in and then keep talking about it. I totally get that. I just know that with the Prime Minister now finally saying there's going to be a Royal Commission into veteran suicides, that on its own, and those people that have been helped out by wounded heroes that we've talked about this week, they mean more to me than Harry and Meghan.
But you know that Harry has done a whole lot for those.
Yes, I understand that, and that's great.
And I guess what he has somewhat done is he and Meghan, whether you like them or not.
The Invictus Games, it was fantastic.
Yeah, but they're making change in a monarchy that still has some sort of role in society, be it not our Australian society maybe, but in the world, the greater world society. And there is, whether you like them or not, they've actually brought the first black American, Afro-American into the royal family. Now, you were just talking earlier about same-sex couples. Would that ever happen in the royal family? Well, who knows? If it hadn't have been for Harry, we wouldn't have seen the changes that have taken place. It's not been a welcome change by the sounds of things, but I guess in some ways there is a different way to look at it rather than it just being a negative and people really not wanting to hear about it and thinking that it's, you know, just another privileged person having a whinge, or because there is still quite an influence and an interest in them.
Look, you're right, because they sell so many magazines. So you're absolutely right. I'm just saying, with this program, whenever anything royal comes up, we very rarely get a phone call on it. My audience have more important things to worry about, like, will I reach my destination alive tonight? Will I be able to pay the rent or the mortgage? Will I be able to feed the kids? But no, Eve, you're right. And you're putting your case very eloquently and very, very well. And you're right, what Harry did with the Invictus Games was just fantastic. And the mixed race marriage, if I can say that, with Meghan, would that have happened if Harry was William and Harry was the first in line for the throne, I wonder?
I think it probably would.
You reckon?
Harry,
yeah, maybe you're right.
Just one of those he's just that person. He actually strongly believes in equality. And something else that you were just talking to with one of your last callers around Indigenous rights in Australia, it's about time that Australia made a huge effort in recognising the Indigenous culture.
It's a pity when writing our constitution we didn't do what New Zealand did, which I think was great.
Terrible. Absolutely. You are 100% right. I don't know enough about it, and I'm an Australian. My children should be in school learning about their culture. They should be learning about their language. They shouldn't be learning, that should come first before any other culture, any other language. That should be what they learn. And until we actually embrace our culture, I don't think that any of the past will ever really be healed. And that's such a shame. It's okay to say sorry, but until we actually make a change, and all of these people have every right, me as a person, but every Indigenous person has just as much right as everybody else in Australia does, and they should be well and truly represented on every level. And I hope to see that in my lifetime. I hope that changes. I think that it's about time.
Eve, you've gone straight into the barrel for caller of the week. you're going to be a very tough act to follow from here on, but there you are. You may well win caller of the week. That was you've put your case beautifully, and you and I won't agree to agree on everything. But it just irks me. It really irks me that what happened on the 11th of November 1975 could happen again.
Yeah.
And that a person elected by nobody could dismiss the democratically elected government of the day. as a Queen's representative. It irks me that that loophole has not been closed. And of course, it can't be closed unless you change the constitution, and we haven't had a referendum on that. And it just irks me that the Queen's representative is still able to do what Sir John Kerr did in 1975.
I think it's about time that, Australians need to make decisions for Australia, and nobody else should have that power over us. And your last caller was right. When the Queen finishes at her throne, then everything, I guess all of the rules and whatever that came under her, that needs to change as well, because it's not what we want. And if it is what we want, then, like you say, have a referendum and let the people decide. But you're right. Nobody else should be making those decisions for us, and definitely not the British monarchy on our country.
I agree with you. So we do agree on most of what we've talked about this morning. Can I tell you something that I think was hilarious?
Yeah.
I think it was New Idea. In fact, I'm 100% sure it was New Idea a couple of weeks ago. They had a big front page, and it said, "Harry and William reunited." And that was the big headline. There was a picture of them together.
Right.
The picture was taken in 2019.
It was probably from a few years ago.
The picture was taken in 2019. And people would have bought that magazine. I don't know. I don't get it at all.
But can I just say, from a human point of view, how awful it is to see such a dysfunctional relationship in a family, any family. It's really sad. I've heard some of your callers tonight, and regardless of whether you're part of the royal family or whether you're part of your own family sitting in your lounge room listening to this or whatever, to have such dysfunction and such separation is sad on any level, and hopefully, and you would hope to think that those bridges can be mended, because siblings are the most important relationship in the world, really. You know, once parents are gone, all you have is your brothers or your sisters, and those people should be the most strong bonds that you have in your life. They have your back. They know you better than anybody else. They've grown up with you. They've been through warts and all through your family history, and it's a real shame.
Did you hear me telling Jess about a young lady I worked with quite a few years ago now, who didn't speak to her sister for 9 months? Did you hear this story? They lived in the same house under the same roof with their mother and father, ate at the dining room table together every night and the breakfast table in the morning, and worked at their dad's coffee shop on weekends and during the week. And they didn't talk for 9 months because one of them bought a wedding dress that they were going to wear to a wedding after the first sister had shown it to her on eBay. Didn't talk for 9 months.
I sit here when I hear these things. You were talking about that young girl that crashed that car with the kids in the back of the car.
Yeah.
And you and I have spoken, we've spoken before about parenting, and you keep saying, you've said tonight a few times, where did we go wrong? So that's where we went wrong. That's all of this is parenting, or lack of, or issues re-parenting, parents not being able to step up, walk their talk, to put boundaries in place, to do their job.
Interesting. Eve, I'll keep moving. It's been lovely talking to you. Thank you for contributing once again.
So much. Thank you.
Are we as parents to blame for the entitlement that a lot of kids have today? You know, don't take my mobile phone away. I know my rights. Let's give kids awards at sporting events even when they don't win. Is it our fault? 133353 is the telephone number. We'll take a break, be back. This is the Night Shift on Triple M.